this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Merry Christmas. Christmas in July. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Squid, Billy, and Mike hanging out with you live in Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. It's report day. No practice today. So you don't have to look out for us later in the day being like, oh, man, Penix, the ball at Penix threw, it looked awesome. So you wanted to look out for that, but it is report day. So, look, if we were sitting out on the front sidewalk and guys were just walking up reporting – or wherever the report station is. Sometimes it's back by the condos or wherever else it might be. Then it would be an action-packed day.
Let me ask you a question real quick. If you had the money of, like, Kirk Cousins, you just signed that Kirk Cousins contract, right?
You got your zeros.
Like, what would you report in? What vehicle? Because we've seen some players get really creative.
Yeah.
And, in fact, you know what? That's what I want to hear from at 8 a.m. Going to do it, but I want you to do it. But that's what I want our wake-up call to be. How you would report to training camp if you were a star player on a team? Because I think it would be – I think that you could get creative with it. But what would you – because I know what I would report. I know what I would drive up in.
Well
– I know what I would – I know what my car would be. I would be driving up to the branch. I know what I would be and driving in.
It's a tough question, and I'm with you. I'd love to hear from that in the wake-up call. That'll be coming up in about an hour. I also want to hear from people what you'd have to pack. If you were going to spend a month away from home and go to training camp, what's in your bag? What are you packing? But I will say that's a tough question, and here's why. What if you roll up? Like, what if you make these big plans, right? You're G'd out. You got your Louis bag like you've been known to carry around. You're feeling good about whatever ride it is you got.
The Louis bag will be back for 2024.
You roll up and there's no camera. You know what I mean? Like, nobody sees it. You're just like, hey, where'd everybody go?
Well, that's the problem. You can't be.
Because when I used to roll, because I was always one of the first ones. You know me. I'd like to be a little bit early. I was always one of the first ones, and it would blow my mind that there was a camera following me. I'd be like, dude. I'm the last person y'all need to be watching walking into here. Nobody cares.
They'd hear me coming down the street.
Yeah. You'd be something loud.
Yeah, I would be in the – I would – when I used to do landscaping, I did this storage facility, and there was this storage – they had this bay with a glass see-through, right? And it was like, you know, like something – you know, like how it's – when you put something on display – and it was one of the it was a Dale Earnhardt replica car.
Oh,
NASCAR.
Yeah?
Like one like a driven car. Yeah. I would drive up in, like, 1 year it would be a senior car. Next year it would be a junior car. I might roll up in a Kel Yarborough.
It reminds me of those videos on Instagram where it's like, if I win the lotto, I won't tell anybody. Yeah. But there will be signs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If I get a new contract with the Falcons,
right.
You might not hear about it, but you'll see it.
I will say this. Look, I'm not going to put his business out. There is one Falcons player that rolls up in a Jeep. I think, and last year probably had the doors off a lot of the time. That's probably the route I'd go. Jacked up Jeep with the doors off, probably blaring some country music just to get my mind right.
I'm pretty sure I know that player.
Yeah.
And so I can see that. You know, Jersey Mike just showed me Gravedigger.
Yeah.
And he said he would show up in Gravedigger.
The street legal Gravedigger. That'd be solid.
Well, remember, you could just park it at, like, the high school over there and just right or that the softball over there and just roll it.
Stop. I was going to say, if you roll up in Gravedigger, you ain't parking across the street, bro. You're rolling up and throwing it to somebody acting like they're the valet.
No, I mean,
somebody just hit Jersey Mike in the face with your keys going, park that for me.
No, what I mean is you could trailer it there and then just drive that thing.
Street legal version. I ain't trailering anything.
Fuck! Now, let me tell you something. You hit that gas too much, you'll be on your side in a heartbeat on that asphalt.
No doubt. The quad steering. All right, let's talk about some of these Falcons position battles. D-Led did a good job outlining this in the AJC, catching a lot of people's attention. And I'll be honest, there's not as many position battles, I feel like, this year as there have been in the past. There's some sneaky ones. I think, obviously, people will be looking at corner, and that's the first thing D-Led has in here. There's some sneaky ones, but not like you're returning all five starting offensive linemen. You know, there's obviously on the defensive front going to be some pieces put in place. I don't know if I call them position battles as much as I do like roster battles, though, for the guys up front with some of the rookies you drafted. But let's start with cornerback. Led kind of list Mike Hughes, D. Alford, Richie Grant battling for the nickel position. And I think what's interesting about this is D. Led's just kind of outlining the fact that he thinks Clark Phillips is the starting outside corner, in my opinion, if you're going to put those three at nickel.
Well, I think he actually makes two assumptions here, and he gets back to this later, but he makes the assumption that Clark Phillips is your starting outside corner. He also makes the assumption that Richie Grant is battling for a nickel position, which means DeMarco Helms, to me, right, would be that safety spot that Richie Grant has manned for the last couple of years.
Yeah. And listen, it ended up happening at the end of last year. You saw DeMarco Helms playing a ton, right? And you did see some three safety sets at times, but then DeMarco Helms, end of the year, the football savvy that a guy like DeMarco Helms had ended up kind of taking over. Now, Richie Grant had some highlights. Remember the interception off of Baker Mayfield that kind of closed out that game down in Tampa? Huge play. Richie Grant, solid player. I think he's probably a little bit higher ceiling on a DeMarco Helms. But Richie Grant, to me, has a role because he can play special teams. He ain't playing nickel. All right.
It's
one of the names that is put on here. When you look at the corners, and we'll just throw out Antonio Hamilton, who has been around a little bit, Jaden Price, Trey Vavil, Natron Brooks, Kevin King, Kevin King has started a number of games. Dude ain't played in the NFL in 2 years. The Falcons didn't guarantee him any money in his contract. It's almost like they're kind of doing him a solid by letting him get on the roster at this point. So I'm with D-Led when you look at the position battle and saying, okay, you're looking at Mike Hughes and D. Alford, but I still think there's a chance that Mike Hughes could beat out Clark Phillips on the outside, right? I still think there's that chance that Mike Hughes is your starting corner on the outside and Clark Phillips is in the slot.
Well, I seem to think that Mike Hughes did a really – I think when they went back and watched film, they saw how well Mike Hughes played in the nickel last year down the stretch. And so I seem to think that's his job to lose. Also, I think he might play some role – on special teams, some. But as far as returning goes, because Avery Williams is back, and then you got Raven McLeod coming in here. But when people talk about, well, you know, Clark Phillips is too small, blah, 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 I hate to break it to you guys, but he and Mike Hughes are the same size.
Right.
Now, Mike Hughes is about 6 to 7 pounds heavier, which means he's slightly thicker. But there ain't a lot of difference in Clark Hughes and Clark Phillips and Mike Hughes as far as size goes. And I would take Clark Phillips over there just because of he's a young player, and we know the competitor he is. And I'm not saying Mike Hughes isn't, but we know what we've seen what he can do at times against a guy like Mike Evans. That excites me. Growth in him excites me. You know what he does as he grows with his knowledge of the NFL game and the speed of it. I don't think Richie Grant's playing nickel. I think Mike Hughes is that, and I think D. Alford's your next guy. I think if Richie Grant has a role in this team, you nailed it with special teams, and he's also backing up DeMarco Helms. I don't know why you would change it. Now, you do get a little height out of Richie Grant, which you don't get from Mike Hughes or D. Alford. I mean, he's slightly bigger than D.
I cover skill-wise, I don't even think it's a possibility. So I've kind of crossed that one off my list. I think that I think everybody thought of this, and we got to move on, but I just thought we'd have a different corner at this point, right? I did not think that this whole thing would stop with Antonio Hamilton, and that would be kind of the guy we're looking at saying, oh, he's going to push these other – like, I thought there'd be somebody else.
Is that such a made-up thing that they need somebody here to push them? I just feel like that –
I don't think so.
I feel like
I don't think so at all.
I think it is with certain positions. I think
– I agree.
I used to hear – Matt Ryan's too comfortable. Bring somebody in to push him. Like, dude, he's a $100 million quarterback. Ain't nobody – who's coming in here to push Matt Ryan?
I think that's a completely different situation. I think a thing like corner – and not so much a corner, but I think when you line up on special teams and you know that you're, like, the fifth corner on the roster, like, you know you got to make the team on special teams, right? And you were going to give those special teams drills all you can. Speaking of special teams players, though, D-Led lists the slot receiver as his number two position battle. He mentions Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore, Ray-Ray McLeod. As guys that are battling for the slot position. Now, his caveat in here is that you're going to look at Darnell Mooney that will be opposite of Drake London as possibly the other starting wide receiver, but he says with the Falcons also working tight end Kyle Pitts at wide receiver, Mooney could slide into the slot at times. Now, let me just be clear. All right? Kyle Pitts has always lined up at wide receiver. This is not like a new thing. Don't look at me and say, well, Kyle Pitts might start at wide receiver opposite. That's not how this works.
Well, dude. I agree.
Kyle Pitts, if you want to talk about him at all, then pencil him in as the slot receiver in the slot receiver position battle, right? If you want to pencil Kyle Pitts in as a wide receiver, then pencil him in as a slot receiver. Darnell Mooney will start opposite Drake London. There is not a question in my mind. You'll be in 11 personnel. Darnell Mooney will be on the field for 90% of the plays.
You know, we've done this thing, Mike, to me, where it became a joke last year with Arthur Smith, positionless football.
Yeah.
Positionless football. But in so many ways, that's what it's become with some of these players with that have the skill set of Travis Kelce and George Kittle and Kyle Pitts. And I know those guys are slightly different, some of their skill set, but most of those guys can line up anywhere, right? I mean, and we the 21 offense that Kyle Pitts was in with Arthur Smith and Matt Ryan here, I mean, how many times we see him line up on the outside? We talked with Josh Kendall about it the other day. I think Darnell Mooney is wide receiver number two. I think the Kyle Pitts at wide receiver thing is, like you said, they're going to use him at times, but he's still a tight end.
He's just lined up. He's a tight end detached from the tackles, and he's in a two-point stance. It's still all about matchups. All of this positionless football, whatever you want to call it, I think Arthur Smith thought enough about himself that he could say positionless football, all right, in his football acumen. But it's all the same stuff. You're always trying to find good matchups. When you motion Bijan Robinson out of the backfield and you put him out wide and you're trying to see, all right, who are they going to remove from the box? Are they going to send a safety out there? Is there an outside linebacker that's going to try to cover him? Do they change to zone when Bijan motions out of the box? You're trying to find matchups. Kyle Pitts is not – he's not running routes against a corner. All right? That's what I think of when who's going to be a starting wide receiver. He's not running routes against, Jair Alexander. Let's be honest here. He's not playing wide receiver. He's just simply playing tight end, and he's going to be moved around to try to take advantage of his length, his speed, and his skill set and his body. It's just as simple as it can be. Real quick, and we'll move some of these to the other side of the break. Safety being a position we just talked about with Richie Grant, DeMarco Helms. Outside linebacker. That's one we're going to have to keep our eyes on. All right, and we'll talk about that. A little bit coming up. We'll go in the huddle in just a minute, though. There is one wide receiver in the NFL that's making a little bit of money, a little bit more money, and there's one wide receiver in the NFL that said, I ain't coming. That's coming up on the other side of the break. We'll go in the huddle. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
It's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the Morning Shift.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan. Sour brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Lasting, Clean. We're live from Flowery Branch. But we have a big anniversary coming up. I think it's Friday. I don't know if you're aware of this. I brought this up to you yesterday. All right, so if anybody ever hears us sign off after the crossover, Bo says,
How do you know the exact date?
Because I remember, okay? Bo says, stay cool, Atlanta. So a year ago, Jersey Mike's sitting here with us. Mike, I don't know if you know this story, okay? So a year ago, we show up to Falcons training camp, all right? And as you know, we park across the street. There's not many parking spots, especially now. That's one of the reasons that fans are not allowed this year at training camp. So we had a 92.9 fan drive by us. Me and Bo and Tiff are walking to our cars after practice. 92.9 fan drives by and says, it's the Morning Shift. We love you guys.
How do you remember this?
Bo turns around, all right, and double finger guns says... Stay cool.
I did not double finger gun. No, you're adding things to it.
There's no way that you can possibly think that that's not part of the story. You double fingered gun this guy, and you said, stay cool. And I looked at Bo, and I was like, are you serious? did you really just fire off a stay cool with this guy?
It was 100 degrees outside. I was trying to tell him to stay cool, as in, hey, man, don't get overheated.
That's not what happened.
That is exactly what happened. And I'm just going to stay cool, baby.
Stay cool, baby. He double finger gunned this guy and said, hey, stay cool. speaking of stay cool.
It lived on the Hawks video board for all season. I'm just going to stay cool, baby.
The coolest thing in the building.
All right, man. Dylan, let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
A couple of wide receivers in the news as players are reporting to training camps. Amari Cooper did not get a contract extension, but he did get a raise. Agreed to restructure the final year of his five-year, $100 million deal to guarantee the $20 million remaining on the contract and an additional $5 million to his salary. So he will enter the final year of his deal. Another wide receiver who is wanting a new contract but has not gotten it, Cowboys star CeeDee Lamb. Unable to land the type of contract extension that other wide receivers have and is not expected to report to training camp today with the rest of his team. He's entering the last year of a deal scheduled to pay him $17.99 million this season, and the Cowboys have been bracing for the All-Pro to miss the start of the camp. But, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong. This is Dak Prescott fallout, right? They're trying to decide who's valuable on this team and who's not. You still have all these other players out there. Diggs is making a ton of money. Micah Parsons is on the roster. You go up and down for the players that are going to need money as part of the Cowboys roster. And it's like, CeeDee, we love you, buddy. We're already giving you $18 million. You know what I mean? He's a heck of a player and is obviously going to do good things. And they do need him, I believe. But I think they got their eyes on Dak, and they're wondering just how many zeros they're going to have to put behind Dak Prescott's name.
Well, yeah, I think Micah Parsons is it, too. I think they're trying to figure out who do we keep and who do we not keep. And that's the thing, because, you know, the most important positions are to me are an edge rusher, a quarterback, and left tackle. Wide receivers maybe fourth, but those three come first.
It's hard to say with the Cowboys, because I do think that he is very important to Dak Prescott.
He is absolutely
so
important.
It's not like – I don't think Dak Prescott is at Patrick Mahomes' level where you're just like, dude, we can just play with anybody at wide receiver.
No, he's not. But didn't you take the risk of, I don't have anybody throwing me the ball? I mean, because we have seen how feast or famine the quarterback position is.
It really is.
If you have a quarterback that can make the playoffs every year, your job is to pay him enough money – to keep him happy, but not so much money that you can't construct a roster to actually win with. And that is one of the toughest jobs in all sports to do.
Yeah, it definitely
is. As far as a front office, you know, a management role, I guess you should say.
Yeah, CeeDee will be fined $50,000 a day. That cannot be rescinded. $50,000 a day, but I guess if you're looking for a $25 million deal, who really cares about $50,000?
I mean, he should have showed up and said, I'm a hold in, which is the new way to not get fined, which is so. I think it's good and bad.
Yeah.
A hold in thing is kind of silly when you hear it, but the coaches aren't overly mad with you because you're there for the importance, some of the real important stuff. Because most of these guys that are holding out or holding in or whatever you want to call it, they are good enough. They could always get better, but how much better is CeeDee Lamb going to get at route running by at this point in his career by running routes in July?
Sure. Yeah.
Against air.
His ability, you know, his presence at practice means more to Dak Prescott than it does CeeDee Lamb, in my opinion, right? You're catching the ball and you're running with it, being a part of that team. There is another wide receiver unhappy with their contract and the status with their team. That's Brandon Ayuk. But it sounds like the 49ers feel good about him being with the team this year.
We started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame. But Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
Yeah, and that's GM John Lynch talking about Brandon Ayuk being a part of the 49ers. He has not gotten the contract he wants. I believe he'll be under the franchise tag this year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken with him.
I don't know where this one goes. Because I could see this being, you know, they've already drafted his replacement, and I mean, in their eyes, and they think Ricky Pearsall can do the things that Brandon Ayuk does and add that I just don't know this because you want to talk about what's important, who gets paid, who do you pay?
There's a lot of people on that roster you have to pay.
But Brock Purdy is about to be up, and he has came in and settled them at that quarterback position.
Yeah. I will say this for Brandon Ayuk. I think that what the 49ers are trying to do is basically say, you're going to play this year in the franchise tag, and we're going to see what we have in our draft picks, right? And that'll buy them some time. And Brandon Ayuk sees right through it. He's like, I know what you're trying to do. Trying to give yourself a year to make a decision, but I'm not going to let you have that year.
They could even try to trade him for something they might need if Ricky Pearsall is that player.
Another unhappy player, Bo, Hassan Reddick. He was in the news yesterday.
Yeah, Hassan Reddick just did not report to camp as well. He's playing on a non-guaranteed $14.25 million this year in base pay. Got some incentives that get him another $500,000. This was a guy that they traded a conditional third-round pick for in late March. This is a guy that Falcons fans said, let's go get. But
would have loved to have had him, personally. I would have loved to have had him.
But you would have had to have paid him.
You don't have the zeros for that.
Well, you always have the money. Are you willing to do what it takes to get the money? And is that player fit? And I'm going to use this word that I cannot stand, but culture in the locker room, or do you think he is a guy? And to me, when teams won't trade for a guy like this, they tell you one thing. A, we don't want to pay you. B, we don't want to pay you because we don't think you're a guy that comes in and makes us better on and off the field.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for a roster like the Falcons have. And I can tell you that, to me, that's what it means, because a team that hasn't had a pass rusher since 2012 is going to pay a guy. They'll find a way to pay a guy if they can only trade a third-round pick or a late conditional third or a conditional third-round pick, I should say, and go ahead and get him squared away and sign him for a few years. That's what that tells me.
I look at the Jets. Obviously, you want as little drama as possible at this point in the offseason if you're the Jets. You do have those two big dogs inside, the Williams brothers, as some would call them, Quinton Williams being one of those guys, that can make a lot of noise. So you would love to have a Hassan Reddick lineup on the outside. The problem is, like you said, most teams don't have $20 million sitting around to give Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
It's just the bottom line.
And the Jets made a risk because they are as – when make it to the AFC Championship game or bust as you can get as far as the front coaching staff is concerned.
They got both feet in. All right, speaking of having both feet in, come back on their side. We'll do Which One Wednesday on Mic'd Up. Don't want to miss that. That'll be Bo against Dylan. And our man Jersey Mike sitting here will be the judge. Debate format. You don't want to miss that. How about this? If you had to pack a Costco pack of caffeine or baby powder for training camp, caffeine or baby powder, which one are you picking? Bo's already ready to answer. We're going to hit that on the other side. That's Mic'd Up. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Day one. Can you call this day one of training camp? It's just reporting day to me. It was never day one.
Yeah.
When you're a player, it's not day one.
You can call
day one's tomorrow.
You can call it day one. I mean, this is the day camp starts. When you have to report, and we had to report for camp this morning at 5 a.m., little old Squib Billy and big old Mike Johnson and this regular size, I guess, Jersey Mike. Jersey Mike are about the same size. But average size Jersey Mike, he's a little bit taller. We reported for training camp this morning with smiles on our faces and sleepy eyes. But we were here, and we're happy to be here. So, yeah, it's first day.
Yeah, players will be checking in. They'll be getting their playbooks. You'll have your team meeting. You'll do all the other stuff and kind of start outlining what you're going to do tomorrow and throughout training camp. And most of it's like a reinstall. You're not installing new stuff. You're just going over stuff you put in for training camp. All right, it's Which One Wednesday. All right, and so obviously me and Bo flying solo today. Dylan will step in, and he will debate Bo in which one Wednesday. Now, Dylan has already claimed victory. He was
going down, Bo.
I don't know if you heard him. He was already in my ear saying Bo's going down. Judging today is Jersey Mike for the first time. Now, Mike, listen. This is a debate format. All right, they can have the same answers if they want to.
Okay.
You simply have to award points to whoever gives the best reasoning for their answers.
Gotcha.
Okay, so this is which one Wednesday. We're going to start off the top. I teased it going into the break.
Mike, can I ask you one quick question? We're going to alternate who gets to go first, right? That's part of the rules.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Okay, perfect.
We're going to have to. So we'll start with this one. You're going to buy a Costco size item to bring to training camp. Now, remember, you're going to be here for 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know what Raheem's doing. But
chocolate-covered almonds.
Do you want Costco-sized baby powder or Costco-sized caffeine of choice? Bo drinks Mio. Sometimes Dylan has green tea or whatever else. Neither one of y'all are coffee drinkers. Costco-sized baby powder or Costco-sized caffeine? Bo, you go first.
I have a question.
Oh, gosh.
Is this as a player or as a media me?
Well, obviously, you're not staying in the dorm and packing for 3 or 4 weeks as a media member. So, yes, it would be as a player.
Well, I kind of am because I sit up here. But as a player, I would say the baby powder.
Yeah.
Because they have all kinds of drinks around here that will continue to give you energy. Plus, I'm also a highly functioning athlete, which means I eat clean, so there's no nasty stuff in my body. And that means I got a lot of clean energy. Yeah. So
there you go.
Baby powder.
Baby powder for him. Moisture is the enemy. Dylan, what do you think?
I'm going to go opposite Bo Morgan here, and I'm going to actually say Costco-sized coffee just because, yes, there are drinks about and whatnot, and I get the clean drinking. But get this. You drink black coffee. It's actually pretty good for your heart, and it's actually good for you. So I'm bringing some black coffee not only for myself but the team. And we're going to make that a bonding experience. And we're gonna get together, have black coffee, and get ready for the day, hype each other up, and we're all gonna be zooted and booted.
I hope you enjoy being zooted and booted while you're chafing all over the place. You can barely walk down the field.
Hold on, he's
carrying his coffee cup waddling.
Wait, just because I don't have a Costco size baby powder doesn't mean I don't have baby powder. I just don't need a Costco size.
You wait till the heat gets.
All right, let's move on. How about this one, Dylan? We'll start with you. More catches this year. Are we going with Rondale Moore or Bijan Robinson? More catches this year. More receptions. Rondale Moore or Bijan Robinson?
I'm going Bijan Robinson simply because he is going to see the field more than Rondale Moore, I believe. And when we talk about just catches, Bijan's going to have catches out of the backfield. He's going to have catches lining up as receiver as well. If we talk in yards, then maybe it's Rondale Moore because he might be catching more deep balls. But catches alone, it's going to be Bijan just because he seals the field more. He's going to just have more production to him that way. So I'm going to say Bijan Robinson for those reasons.
All right, Bo. More catches. Rondale Moore, Bijan Robinson.
Dylan tried to cover every angle, so I had one. Let me break it down to you as simple as I can. Bijan Robinson. Why? Because there are not 4 to 5 to 6 options in front of him like there are Rondale Moore. Bijan Robinson being one of those options. He's a star in this offense. Rondale Moore is a guy finding a place in this offense.
All right, Jersey Mike, make sure you're keeping tally over there. All right, how about this one? Which do you need more during training camp, personally? All right, do you want sunscreen or good toilet paper? I'm talking about some double-ply Charmin, all right, because otherwise you're dealing with some single-ply, kind of like sandpaper running around this place. What do you need more during training camp, sunscreen or your own toilet paper?
Own toilet paper. I'm an own toilet paper kind of guy. I take my own toilet paper on vacation because let me tell you something. I'm not lying.
Hold on, dude.
How much?
How far are we talking? Like you're going to Hilton Head and you're packing a 4-pack of Charmin down
there?
No.
So when I went to the Riviera Maya.
Stop.
Is it my turn to talk or not? I put a roll of toilet paper in my suitcase. I took it in the one that you check.
Do you finish the roll?
Wow.
I had a stomach type of bug, okay. So I pretty much did finish the roll. And let me tell you something. Church. I'm glad you brought that up. Because if Squidbilly wouldn't have had that toilet paper roll there, he'd have been walking like Dylan would after 3 days of practice because he didn't buy enough baby powder.
What do you think, Dylan? You need sunscreen or you need toilet paper?
Squid Nation members, I hope you understand now how weak your leader is. Because, if you're choosing the toilet paper over sunscreen, it's just not smart. Listen, you can roll up as much single ply as you need, and you can make it double ply yourself. Just get a little bit more toilet paper. That's all you have to do. It's not that hard. So give me the sunscreen because I'm protecting my body, making sure those violent UV rays don't get me, and I'm on my best, and I'm not, you know, dealing with the sun. So give me the sunscreen because you can just get more toilet paper.
41 years of living. You can make the toilet paper thicker, but you can't make it softer.
Order. Order.
All right. How about this one? We're going to go back 10 years. All right. We're going back 10 years. Let's make it 12 years. All right. You're going back to 2012 Falcons training camp. You get to be a Falcons player for one period of practice. It's a one-on-one period. All right. Would you rather be the left tackle going against John Abraham or the corner lined up opposite of Julio Jones? Would you rather be the left tackle trying to block John Abraham or the corner lined up opposite of Julio Jones? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I would rather be the corner lined up opposite Julio Jones because I'm getting cooked either way. Like, at this point, it's all about I'm taking a little less wear and tear because I'm not getting hit and slapped around by John Abraham. Man. So if I'm going to get cooked, I'd rather get cooked with less wear and tear. So I'll get broken off by Julio once or twice.
That's smart, man. Smart, man. What do you think, Bo?
I think Dylan's right. And I'll just tell him why he's right on this. I'll give a little story to because basically there's no doubt what Dylan is saying is the right answer, so I can't argue that. I was out one night with John Abraham, me and a friend that used to do Falcons radio with us, and my friend was bragging about playing this flag football league.
To John Abraham.
To Brandon Abraham. And he was like, no, we block and stuff. We put hands on each other. And John Abraham looked him in the face and goes, "That's cute." He goes, "I'm a grown ass man." And he goes, "Oh, we're big." He goes, "Yeah, you, there's a difference in getting hit, and there's a difference in getting hit by a dude like me."
Mm.
And I decided one day I would go against David Pollack, and this is post football. This is skinny Pollack, and I was like, I can get around you because you know I was a lot dumber than I am now. Then, believe
sure,
it or not,
sure,
and. Pollack, when he put his hands on me, that was like a vice grip on my arms. And then also I left a butt imprint in the wall. So,
all right, different level of strength. Let's try to get two more in really quick. All right, Michael Penix, if he makes his debut this year, would you rather it be to start a football game or would you rather enter in the second half? If Michael Penix makes his debut this year, to start a football game or entering in the second half? Bo, we'll start with you quickly.
Michael Penix will come in the second half because Kirk Cousins is healthy, guys. And I believe that. I believe that you might see Penix start a preseason game, but that is not a game in the NFL. A game in the NFL is the regular season, and Michael Penix is going to come in at some point in the first game with the Saints when we're up by 25. And then, you know what? Arthur Blank's going to call down and say, "Tell Mike, pick a guy.
Get the lefty loose.
Let it fly.
Get the lefty loose.
Because we're running up the score."
Dylan, what do you think? To start a game or to come in the second half, Michael Penix debut?
I want to see Michael Penix start a game. And most importantly, he's going to start week 18 against – I forget who played at the time. He's going to start week 18 because the Falcons have nothing to play for because they already have the number one seed in the NFC locked up.
All right, real quick, last one, 10 seconds each. You have to pack your own bedding, all right, for training camp. Are you packing? Would you rather have your own blankets and pillows or your own mattress? Your own blankets and pillows or your own mattress? Dylan, you got 10 seconds.
Mattress, just because I like a certain type of mattress. Pillows I can adjust to. Blankets I can adjust to. So give me a mattress.
All right, Bo. 10 seconds.
Blanket, because I'm a man. I can sleep on any surface like that. But I like it cold when I sleep. So let me bundle up in a little nice blankie.
All right, Jersey Mike. We got to know the final tally. Who's going to win this one?
And now the court, the jury has decided. The Honorable New Jersey Michael will strike his gavel.
Montana Mike. New Jersey Michael.
I'll give it to Bo since you're right here. Well, no. Wait. You misinterpreted what I just said. I said I'm going to give my answer in the form to Bo. Bo Morgan, you have been found the loser.
Oh!
By one.
Yes!
By one. Swing vote at the end.
By a swing vote?
He okie-dokie.
Yeah, I don't like
Dylan.
This. He okie-dokie. Cut this mic.
Unbelievable.
The gavel
Unbelievable.
If he wasn't in charge of his own microphone, I would say cut it.
The rookie, Dylon. Nice work, Dylon.
I want to know the swing vote. I demand to know. I want to recount.
Listen, we'll ask the swing vote on
election.
The other side. We got wake
up clutch,
call.
Clutch, Bo.
You ain't nothing.
We got wake
you
up
got
call.
The easy answer. You got the only the answers that were the, could only be one answer first every time.
404-726.
That was rigged.
0929. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Here's what we want to know. If you were coming to Falcons training camp, what's the one thing you would have to pack, and what are you arriving in? Is it Gravedigger? Is it Dale Earnhardt's car? What are you arriving in, and what's the one thing you'd have to pack to come out here and stay at training camp? It's the Morning Shift, live from Flowery Branch. We'll roll on the other side of the break. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Day one. Can you call this day one of training camp? It's just reporting day to me. It was never day one.
Yeah.
When you're a player, it's not day one.
You can call
day
it,
one's tomorrow.
You can call it day one. I mean, this
day
is the day camp starts. When you have to report, it,
right.
And we had to report for camp this morning at 5 a.m., little old Squib Billy and big old Mike Johnson and this regular size, I guess, Jersey Mike.
Average size Jersey Mike.
Me and Jersey Mike are about the same size. But average size Jersey Mike, he's a little bit taller. We reported for training camp this morning. With smiles on our faces and sleepy eyes. But we were here, and we're happy to be here. So, yeah, it's first day.
Yeah, players will be checking in. They'll be getting their playbooks. You'll have your team meeting. You'll do all the other stuff. You'll kind of start outlining what you're going to do tomorrow and throughout training camp. And most of it's like a reinstall. You're not installing new stuff. You're just going over stuff you put in for training camp. All right, it's Which One Wednesday. All right, and so obviously me and Bo flying solo today. Dylan will step in, and he will debate Bo. In Which One Wednesday. Now, Dylan has already claimed victory. He was
going down, Bo.
I don't know if you heard him. He was already in my ear saying Bo's going down. Judging today is Jersey Mike for the first time. Now, Mike, listen. This is a debate format. All right, they can have the same answers if they want to.
Okay.
You simply have to award points to whoever gives the best reasoning for their answers.
Gotcha.
Okay, so this is Which One Wednesday. We're going to start off the top. I teased it going into the break.
Mike, can I ask you one quick question? We're going to alternate who gets to go first, right? That's part
of the
rules.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to.
Perfect.
We're going to have to. So we'll start with this one. You're going to buy a Costco-size item to bring to training camp. Now, remember, you're going to be here for 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know what Raheem's doing.
Chocolate-covered almonds.
Do you want Costco-sized baby powder or Costco-sized caffeine of choice? Jabo drinks Mio. Sometimes Dylan has green tea or whatever else. Neither one of y'all are coffee drinkers. Costco-sized baby powder. Or Costco-sized caffeine. Bo, you go first.
I have a question.
Oh, gosh.
Is this as a player or as a media me?
Well, obviously, you're not staying in the dorm and packing for 3 or 4 weeks as a media member. So, yes, it would be as a player.
Well, I kind of am because I sit up here. But as a player, I would say the baby powder.
Yeah.
Because they have all kinds of drinks around here that will continue to give you energy. Plus, I'm also a highly functioning athlete, which means I eat clean. So there's no nasty stuff in my body, and that means I got a lot of clean energy.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Baby powder.
Baby powder for him. Moisture is the enemy. Dylan, what do you think?
I'm going to go opposite Bo Morgan here, and I'm going to actually say Costco-sized coffee just because, yes, there are drinks about and whatnot, and I get the clean drinking. But get this. You drink black coffee. It's actually pretty good for your heart, and it's actually good for you. So I'm bringing some black coffee not only for myself but
Fair
for
enough.
The team. And we're going to make that a bonding experience, and we're going to get together, have black coffee, and get ready for the day, hype each other up, and we're all going to be zooted and booted.
I hope you enjoy being zooted and booted while you're chafing all over the place. You can barely walk down the field.
Well, hold on.
He's carrying his coffee cup waddling.
Wait, just because I don't have a Costco size baby powder doesn't mean I don't have baby powder. I just don't
That's
need
a good point.
I don't need it. I just don't
something.
Need a Costco
you,
size.
You wait till the heat gets.
All right, let's move on. How about this one, Dylan? We'll start with you. More catches this year. Are we going with Rondale Moore or Bijan Robinson? More catches this year. More receptions. Rondale Moore or Bijan Robinson?
I'm going Bijan Robinson simply because he is going to see the field more than Rondell Moore, I believe. And when we talk about just catches, Bijan's going to have catches out of the backfield. He's going to have catches lining up as receiver as well. If we're talking yards, and maybe it's Rondell Moore because he might be catching more deep balls, but catches alone, it's going to be Bijan just because he seals the field more. He's going to just have more production to him that way. So I'm going to say Bijan Robinson for those reasons.
All right, Bo. More catches. Rondell Moore, Bijan Robinson.
Dylan tried to cover every angle, so I had one. Let me break it down to you as simple as I can. Bijan Robinson. Why? Because there are not 4 to 5 to 6 options in front of him like there are Rondell Moore. Bijan Robinson being one of those options. He's a star in this offense. Rondell Moore is a guy finding a place in this offense.
All right, Jersey Mike, make sure you're keeping tally over there. All right, how about this one? Which do you need more during training camp, personally? All right, do you want sunscreen or good toilet paper? I'm talking about some double-ply Charmin, all right? Because otherwise, you're dealing with some single-ply, kind of like sandpaper running around this place. What do you need more during training camp? Sunscreen or your own toilet paper?
Own toilet paper. I'm an own toilet paper kind of guy. I take my own toilet paper on vacation because, yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm not lying.
Hold on, dude.
How much?
How far are we talking?
Roll.
Like, you're going to Hilton Head and you're packing a 4-pack of Charmin down
there? No.
Like,
so when I went to the Riviera Maya.
Stop.
Is it my turn to talk or not? Put a roll of toilet paper in my suitcase. I took it in, the one that you check.
Do you finish the roll?
Wow.
I had a stomach type of bug, okay. So I pretty much did finish the roll. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Church. I'm glad you brought that up. Because if Squid Billy wouldn't have had that toilet paper roll there, he'd have been walking like Dylan would after 3 days of practice because he didn't buy enough baby powder.
What do you think, Dylan? You need sunscreen or you need toilet paper?
Squid Nation members, I hope you understand now how weak your leader is. Because, if you're choosing the toilet paper over sunscreen, it's just not smart. Listen, you can roll up as much single ply as you need, and you can make it double ply yourself. Just get a little bit more toilet paper. That's all you have to do. It's not that hard. So give me the sunscreen because I'm protecting my body, making sure those violent UV rays don't get me, and I'm on my best, and I'm not dealing with the sun. So give me the sunscreen because you can just get more toilet paper.
41 years of living. You can make the toilet paper thicker, but you can't make it softer.
Order.
All right, how about this one? We're going to go back 10 years. All right, we're going back 10 years. Let's make it 12 years. All right, you're going back to 2012 Falcons training camp. You get to be a Falcons player for one period of practice. It's a one-on-one period. All right, would you rather be the left tackle going against John Abraham or the corner lined up opposite of Julio Jones? Would you rather be the left tackle trying to block John Abraham or the corner lined up opposite of Julio Jones? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I would rather be the corner lined up opposite Julio Jones because I'm getting cooked either way. Like, at this point, it's all about I'm taking a little less wear and tear because I'm not getting hit and slapped around by John Abraham. Man. So if I'm going to get cooked, I'd rather get cooked with less wear and tear. So I'll get broken off by Julio once or twice.
That's smart, man. Smart, man. What do you think, Bo?
I think Dylan's right. And I'll just tell him why he's right on this. I'll give a little story to because basically there's no doubt what Dylan is saying is the right answer, so I can't argue that. I was out one night with John Abraham, me and a friend that used to do Falcons radio with us, and my friend was bragging about playing this flag football league
to John Abraham,
and he was like, no, we block and stuff. We put hands on each other. And John Abraham looked him in the face and goes, "That's cute." He goes, "I'm a grown-ass man." And he goes, "Oh, we're big." He goes, "Yeah, you, there's a difference in getting hit, and there's a difference in getting hit by a dude like me." And I decided one day I would go against David Pollack, and this is post-football. This is skinny Pollack. And I was like, I can get around you because, I was a lot dumber than I am now then, believe it or not.
Sure.
And Pollack, when he put his hands on me, that was like a vice grip on my arms. And then also I left a butt imprint in the wall. So,
all right, different level of strength. Let's try to get two more in really quick. All right, Michael Penix, if he makes his debut this year, would you rather it be to start a football game or would you rather enter in the second half? If Michael Penix makes his debut this year, to start a football game or entering in the second half? Bo, we'll start with you quickly.
Michael Penix will come in the second half because Kirk Cousins is healthy, guys. And I believe that. I believe that you might see Penix start a preseason game, but that is not a game in the NFL. A game in the NFL is the regular season, and Michael Penix is going to come in at some point in the first game with the Saints when we're up by 25. And then, you know what? Arthur Blank's going to call down and say, tell Mike, pick a guy.
Get the lefty loose.
Let it fly.
Get the lefty loose.
Because we're running up the score.
Dylan, what do you think? To start a game or to come in the second half, Michael Penix debut?
I want to see Michael Penix start a game. And most importantly, he's going to start week 18 against – I forget who he played at the time. He's going to start week 18 because the Falcons have nothing to play for because they already have the number one seed in the NFC locked up.
All right, real quick, last one, 10 seconds each. You have to pack your own bedding, all right, for training camp. Are you packing – would you rather have your own blankets and pillows or your own mattress? Your own blankets and pillows or your own mattress? Dylan, you got 10 seconds.
Mattress, just because I like a certain type of mattress. Pillows I can adjust to. Blankets I can adjust to. So give me a mattress.
All right, Bo. 10 seconds.
Blanket, because I'm a man. I can sleep on any surface like that. But I like it cold when I sleep, so let me bundle up in a little nice blankie.
All right, Jersey Mike, we got to know the final tally. Who's going to win this one?
And now the court, the jury has decided. The Honorable New Jersey Michael will strike his gavel.
Mike. New Jersey Michael.
I'll give it to Bo since you're right here. Well, no. Wait. You misinterpreted what I just said. I said I'm going to give my answer in the form to Bo. Bo Morgan, you have been found the loser.
Oh!
By one.
Yes!
By one swing vote at the end.
By a swing vote?
He okey-dokey.
Yeah, I don't like
Die
this.
Die
line. Cut his mic.
Unbelievable.
You know, the gavel.
Unbelievable.
If he wasn't order, in charge of order, his own microphone, the rookie. I would say cut it.
The rookie, Dylan. Nice work, Dylan.
I want to know the swing vote. I demand to know. I want a recount.
Listen, we'll ask
I'm gonna
the
go
swing
to court
vote
this
on
election.
The other side. We got wake-up call.
Clutch, Bo.
You ain't nothing.
We got wake-up call.
The easy answer. You got the only – the answers that were – could only be one answer first every time.
404-726.
That was rigged.
0929. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Here's what we want to know. If you were coming to Falcons training camp, what's the one thing you would have to pack, and what are you arriving in? Is it Gravedigger? Is it Dale Earnhardt's car? What are you arriving in, and what's the one thing you'd have to pack to come out here and stay at training camp? It's the Morning Shift, live from Flowery Branch. We'll roll on the other side of the break. Sports Radio 929 The Game.